First Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Today is First Sunday. Every First Sunday we do what? We take communion. It is so important that when you take communion, you know why you're taking communion and what communion is to you.
Amen.
So the 11th chapter. As I was sitting there, I was thinking about when Jesus at the Last Supper, when he had all them guys sitting there with him, even Judas. You know, he break bread with Judas and he loved on Judas, knowing that Judas was going to betray him very shortly. That was the teaching for us understanding how important it is for you to love your brethren. Then God gave Paul this message in the 23rd verse of the 11th chapter. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Listen very closely, not discerning the Lord's body. That's probably the most important part of this whole group of scriptures. For this cause, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. Well, glory to God. You know, when I first came to this ministry, just many years ago, many moons. There were times when I was afraid to actually take communion. Because I was just working here. I wasn't part of the church, but, you know, Pastor Hart, he didn't care what you was doing. If you was, had anything to do with him, you were going to take communion. So, everybody was always in my ear telling about, well, you can't do this and take communion. You can't do that. If you're doing this, you're going to die if you take communion. All of this, these wise fables and these wise tales I was hearing about taking communion. So I formed my own opinion about what communion really was. Until I decided, you know what? Let's ask God to show me what I need to know about communion. So I'll have greater understanding. So I'll stop feeling guilty and under condemnation every time I took communion.
Yeah.
A lot of folks won't take communion. They'll get up and leave. Or they'll run to the bathroom.
Amen.
Or they just won't take it. Because of what we've been taught coming up. And a bunch of it is just a whole lot of malarkey and foolishness. It's simple. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. The same night he was surrendered, he took bread. He partook of bread. Meaning that this same night, this same time, was the same time in which Judas had already betrayed him, and which he recognized that he had already been betrayed. But in spite of it, he took bread nevertheless. Because it wasn't his life, but it was the life of his father that was living through him.
Amen.
So in spite of what he knew about Judas, what others thought about him fellowshipping with Judas, he still partook of the bread with Judas. Because he recognized that it's easy to love folks that's always patting you on the back and giving you great words of accolade, but God expects us to love those that are always up to no good. Ask me how I know. The same night he took and he was surrendered and he took bread. We know that bread represents the bread of life. You have got to have the word of God in your life. That's where your understanding, your knowledge, your insight, your spiritual perception comes from. This word. It don't come from prophecy. It don't come from watching TV. It don't come from listening to the radio. It comes from studying to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A lot of saints are going to hell in a handbasket because they base their lives or their Christianity on what somebody has taught them. Instead of basing it upon what you know and you come to understand because you search the scriptures yourself. There's a scripture in your Bible that says, search the scripture, for in them you think ye have everlasting life. Meaning that you got to search it because you might possibly be missing God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And when he had given thanks, Lord, I thank you that I have the ability and the love that you gave me to sit here with this man who has already betrayed me and break bread.
My God. Come on, preacher.
You
think it was easy for him? Just like it's not easy for you. There are folks in your life that absolutely drive you crazy. Get on your last nerve. I'm still trying to figure out what your last nerve is, because I would like to know myself. I have already come to the understanding within myself that when you say you get on my last nerve, I done calmed every other nerve down in my body and you found one that I missed. But yet Jesus broke bread with him. Fellowship. Said nothing about what he had already done. He says, look here. Take, eat. This is my body. Breaking and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. I know our Bibles say broken, but the original writing is the word broken is not there. Because at that particular time, his body had not been broken.
Amen.
Which is for you. This life I'm living is for you. Do in remembrance of me, as a memorial to me. If you're not going to do it for you, do it for Jesus. Amen. Basically, he's saying, don't you live for Peter. Don't you live for John. Don't you live for Luke. You live because of who I am in your life. That's why you break. That's why you partake of this bread. Because in him, we move and live, and we have our being.
Amen.
So do this in remembrance of me, in memory of me. And the same matter also, the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Because he recognized, as the scripture said, what does it say? The word or the something maketh, what is that scripture? It's sitting on the tip of my tongue. But the spirit maketh alive. The letter killeth. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. You need the spirit of God to quicken the word that you're taking in your life. That means you got to have a prayer life.
Amen.
You got to talk to Jesus. Well, Paul was letting them know that these are all the things that Jesus was making plain to them at the supper. Because this is what I do. Jesus said, I pray to my Father. That's why when you see me, you can see him. And when you see him, you see me, because I fellowship with him on a daily and hourly basis. I fellowship with him. We want to give our heart and lives to God, and we want him to fellowship with us, but we want to leave him sitting on the curb. Oh, Jesus. He's saying this cup is the New Testament. or a new testament, or a new book, or a new type, a new purpose, a new idea, a new principle. That is in my blood, meaning that I've come to change some things.
Yeah.
You've been living by the law.
Yeah.
You can no longer live according to the law. Uh-huh. And you'd be amazed at folks that are bragging about, we're going to be that alone. And then you got those other folks that just take grace for granted.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
This do as often as ye drink. I like this part when it talks about eating and drinking, because it's not so much, don't get it twisted now. We're not talking about this cup that we take.
All right.
And this little juice that we drink.
Amen. Wow.
We're talking about a daily experience with God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is what he was telling them. This has got to be your daily experience. Every day you've got to take of this bread. Every day you've got to drink of this cup. If you take of this bread and drink of this cup, when they see you, they'll see me.
Hallelujah. My Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I've come to a place in my life where I do more meditating on the word than I do actually reading now.
Yes.
And by the time I sit down to study, everything just goes wham. Because I found out that if you meditate,
amen,
in and on the word, God will fill things in your life.
Yes.
And give you understanding and knowledge that you just don't have.
Amen. Thank you.
If I meditate on the word, Brother Tony, it makes me want to go to the Bible and find out, okay, what is this?
Yeah.
Amen. Stir it up.
So when I do it remembering. This New Testament, you have to understand something now. This New Testament is more than just something new and fresh. This New Testament is a contract.
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
When you take of the bread and you drink of the drink, you are covering your blood and your life with the blood and the life of Christ.
Damn.
You are under contract to God.
Yeah. New covenant.
It's a new, thank you, sir. It's a new covenant. It's a new relationship in God. Meaning some things have to change in your life.
Amen.
It's quiet in here. Somebody drop something. Because he said, for as often as ye eat this, what?
Bread
and drink this, ye do what? Show.
Ah,
here's the key. The word show means to proclaim. How do you proclaim? With your life. You love those that hate you. You pray for them that despitefully use you. You encourage those that don't know what encouragement is. You help those that are unhelpable.
Amen.
That's how you proclaim that you eat the bread and you drink of his cup. That you've taken in his word, and the spirit is making the word that's in your life a living, breathing organism in your life. That's how you proclaim it. But we as believers, born again believers, we have become so selfish and so self-righteous that we have allowed our old man in us to convince us that we're absolutely right and everybody else is wrong. So we live our lives the way the flesh convinces us to live, and we don't know the difference between flesh and spirit.
Amen.
I have a bad problem where I'm going to point folks out. I don't get involved when they get to talking. I'll just sit there, either I get up and leave. Most cases they follow me, Reb. And I said, you know what? That's not God. Well, what is it? That's your flesh. You know, he think he God.
That's the truth.
He think he God. He done already did what Thessalonians say. He done set himself in the temple of God, proclaiming that he is God.
Come on now.
They don't want to talk no more. It's good by me. We get down to this. We're almost done. Really? Wherefore, so whosoever eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, look at your neighbor and say, unworthily. Shall be what?
Guilty.
Or the translation in the Greek is liable. How many know you liable if somebody fall on your property?
Yep.
Whether you had anything to do with it or
not.
Don't you get caught being held liable for not doing what the word then called you to do.
Come on, that's it.
I'm giving you some time to think about it. You shall be guilty not of Jesus, not of the Father, but of the body. Who are we? We are the body of Christ. I know some of y'all will get mad at me. I hate to inform you this, but you are not the bride of Christ.
Amen. 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 Tell the truth.
You are not the bride.
That's right.
Israel is the bride.
Come on.
Amen.
You are the body.
Amen.
Get with the program.
Come on now. Teach.
You will be found liable by the body. This is what Lord showed me this morning when we was out there, when I was out there improvising and supervising. And Brother Joe told me, get out the way. I said, his leg in worse shape than mine. Get out the way, bastard. I said, oh, you know, he got that deep, authoritative voice. Oh, yes, sir. Hey, you really don't. And the Lord was ministering to me about it, and he said, when it's talking about this, when it's talking about you being found guilty or liable of or through the body, the anointing is going to judge you.
Yeah.
And then God said, remember, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. The hardest lesson I learned, Stanton, was this. Riding down the street, somebody cut me off. I said, you better get out of my way, you butthead.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest with you. I'm keeping it real. You know what? I have to fight with this mess all the time, too. I'm still growing and learning. Well, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Man. I told you, sometimes I even get in the I chase them. This one time I got this guy, he cut across three lanes, cut me off on 75, and then he jumped on the lodge. The Davidson going towards the lodge. I jumped, I know I said, you ain't going right behind me. He running. He hit the lodge going north. I'm right behind him. I get up real close to him, and in his back window says, clergy.
Amen. Amen.
So I got up next to him and looked at him, and he went, had no clue that he just cut across three lanes, cut me off, and was on his merry little way, probably on the hospital, his way to the hospital someplace to pray for somebody that was sick. God said, see, you don't know who you messing with out here. Brother Hart used to drive down sidewalks if the streets were crowded. I'd be doing the Flintstones. I'd be putting on brakes. My knees and my heels would be hurt from trying to put on brakes. You will be found guilty by the anointing because you don't know who that person was. So now I just say, catch a clue, Opie. Sometimes. I still lose it. God bless America, you idiot. I know y'all don't do that. Y'all just happy in the Lord when they cut you off. And then they flip you off. After they cut you off, they flip you off. You just go, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you will be held liable by the anointing and the blood of the Lord. Here's the key scriptures. But let a man do what?
Examine.
I didn't hear you.
Examine.
I didn't hear you.
Examine himself.
What?
Examine himself.
Examine who?
Himself.
That means it ain't my job to examine Brother Johnny.
Right.
Or Sister Denise.
Sure.
I have to examine
you.
Or me.
Amen.
Well, glory. I have to examine me. Lord Jesus, I've got to test or try my character.
There you go.
My attitude.
Man.
My disposition.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I have to try me. I thought I was gone too, T. I almost stepped off that step. He looked me way. I have to test me. But Calvin, I got to check me out. Because I found out as long as I'm checking me out.
Come on.
You got to test anybody else out.
I don't have time to mess with you. None. Because I am a full case. Ask my wife. I'm three jobs.
Amen.
Oh, don't even say it, man. You're helping me out here. Oh, that's what you do. That's right. Get off them drums. Lord is great, man. He got a lot of nerve. Everybody come in here dressed casual. He come in here with a tie on. When he's supposed to wear a tie, he don't have one on. That's my son. Examine yourself. When it says, but let every man, that means you have to make the decision, you have to make the choice to check yourself out. Remember, we're talking about taking communion.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to check yourself. When it talks about man, it's talking about the anthropos, or that which is human, or humanistic. And boy, we are really humanistic. If it wasn't for the grace of God, Lord Jesus. Yes, man. Thank God he does. Examine yourself. Check yourself. Try yourself. Ask yourself, am I doing what I need to do for God?
Come on now.
Am I loving my brother and sisters in the Lord?
Amen.
In spite of what my mind might tell me about them?
All right.
Or what somebody else usually tells you. That's the way it usually works. You looking at somebody funny because somebody else told you.
Right. Yeah.
Not because of what you know.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Listen to this. For he that eateth or partake of or become one with and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh what? Damnation or judgment. So when you judge somebody else, or you condemn somebody else, you might as well be doing this.
Yeah.
Because in actuality, you are condemning yourself and judging yourself. This is what communion is about. Communion, we do it every Sunday because it has become, excuse my French or my phrase, ritualistic. Because that's what we do every first Sunday. Symbolizing. It's just a symbol. A type shadow.
Yeah.
It, to get right down to it, it really don't mean nothing. That's it. It's just a type shadow. The real deal is to do it spiritually with your lifestyle.
Yeah. Man.
With your attitude.
Man.
With your disposition. With your mindset. That's where you take communion at in your soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Remember, it's a contract. But the problem is, we haven't discerned. Oh, shut up talking to me. We have not discerned. Look at your neighbor one more time. Not discerning. Some of y'all didn't say it. Not discerning. The Lord's body. We have become so spiritually minded, we are absolutely no earthly good. I paraphrase, but that's scripture. We are no earthly good. We have become so supernatural, we ain't no good to nobody but ourselves. Because we haven't come to the conclusion or the understanding through discernment, to spiritual awareness from the Word of God, that what I do to you, I'm actually doing to myself. It's amazing how scripture just ties itself together. What I do to you, I do to myself. Be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That means you've got it coming back home to you.
Yes.
So it's good to have understanding, yes, and ask God to teach you,
yes,
and to guide you in understanding your fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. And even those that are on the outskirts on how to love them, care for them, encourage them, strengthen them, and fortify them through the Word of God. But because we haven't discerned that they're just as important as we are.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We think it's all right to ridicule them.
For surely I am the Lord your God, and I am a righteous God, a God of right standing, and I expect those who follow me to stand right also. Even as my son loved, he loved in spite of, he cried at Israel. He was moved because they would not follow. But I am the Lord your God, and I have loved you with an undying love. And I have proved my love by allowing my son to hang upon that cross for you. In spite of what you thought, in spite of what you said, in spite of what people might say, for there are those who still condemn and ridicule my son. And he died for all. And he showed the love. He showed my love through him. And I expect the same. I expect you to show my love through you, that others might be saved, that others might come to know me,
yes,
as Father, as Savior, as Lord, as God.
Yes.
So truly, be not deceived. I am not mocked. Judge yourselves. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are the first commandments, that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. For I have loved you in spite of all that you do. I forgive you in spite of all that you do. I have mercy upon you in spite of all that you do. Therefore, I expect you to have mercy to others, that you should love others according to my word, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Communion is to remind you. That's why it talks about remembrance of me. Communion is to remind you of the standard that you have set for yourself to live according and by the word of the living God. for allowing the Christ in you, who is your hope of glory, to live outward from you, to show forth the glory of the Father and love and goodness and mercy and peace and faith and long-suffering. This is what communion is all about, by accepting the contract. When we do communion on First Sunday, it's a type to remind you of the vows and the contract that you have signed in blood with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And you will be held accountable, not by Jesus upstairs, not by the Father, but you will be held accountable by the anointing that's in the rest of the body.
Right.
Amen. I know that's a hard pill to swallow. Amen. Yeah. Anybody in church who have been around, going around to make you feel guilty about your lifestyle?
Amen.
When I first got to this church and I was growing up in God, there were certain people I didn't want to be around. Not because they said bad things or discouraged me, but I felt guilty in my flesh being around them, because I could tell there was something different about them. First of all, they loved me like I was. They didn't press me to change.
Amen.
They just encouraged me to love Jesus. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Your life has got to bring a standard. It's got to make folks feel something when they're around you. But all they're going to feel if you spend all your time and a lot of times you can judge people just sitting there.
Alright.
She know good well she ain't got no business with them shoes on, with that dress. Well, who business is it of yours? If you came to church to praise the Lord, you won't even notice what kind of shoes she got on. Well, my Lord. Folks say, Pastor, did you see that? See what? You wouldn't be amazed at what you don't see when you come to church and do what you come to church to do. We were across the street. I'm closing. We were across the street. Pastor Keith was doing the worship service, and the anointing was just so rich. I mean, I was like about to fall out. And there was a commotion going on, and I wasn't paying much attention to it. And somebody come and say, did you see that lady slip fall down while she was shouting? I said, what slip? How am I going to see a slip? I'm snotting and crying. God speaking in tongues through me. What slip? If you had been where I was, you wouldn't have saw the slip either. Yeah, okay. I'm really closing, Pastor.
My Lord.
We don't want to damn ourselves.
Yeah.
We need to be able to fully understand. The only way you can discern is in the spirit, by abiding in the Word of God. Because it's the Word of God that gives you the understanding and the knowledge that you need. And this is the revelation God dropped in my spirit. When we discern that we are the Lord's body, when we pass judgment on each other, we're actually not passing judgment on each other, we're passing judgment on Jesus. I know, don't nobody want to pass judgment on Jesus. So that's how you got to look at it. Because everybody in here represent Jesus. Now whether you stand for him live for him is your problem. It's up to you. But at some time or another, you have accepted Christ into your life, and your main principle or your main focus is to live for him. Now surely you might be having some bumps, some lumps, some ups and some downs.
Amen.
But as long as you keep pressing toward the prize,
yes, Lord,
you will eventually arrive at your destination.
Come on, Pastor.
Because I stopped letting people control the destiny that God has set for me.
Yes.
Make sure you discern right. For and the reason, you know, I hate to say this, but I got this already on the table, pastors. We might as well eat on it. A lot of folks don't go home or left here because they spent half their Christian life ridiculing, accusing, afflicting, persecuting people that truly love God but have character flaws.
Amen.
My God. Brother Andy and I, we do the website, and I say the same thing every week. What I've learned, sometimes you just have to be, you have to say the same thing all the time. You have to be careful. I don't go to church because the church is full of hypocrites. My Lord, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than go to someplace else with them. My God, if none of us had problems, we wouldn't be here. It's the reason we're here.
Amen.
We need the healing or deliverance. We need a salvation, most of all. We needed something from God. So we're here. And when we came here, we brought all our mess with us. That's what makes us the body of Christ. That's why we signed this contract in blood. So that in spite of the flaws in each other's lives, we can push them aside and love each other with the love of God. Yeah. A lot of folks is dead and sick because they don't know how to shut up.
Amen.
And they done forgot. These same people they talk about is a part of the same body they're supposed to be a part of.
Yes.
And the anointing. Don't play. You better read your Bible. We want to say, well, God don't kill no more because of grace. God don't do this because of mercy. Well, then we get up and say, well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Make up your mind. For this cause, because we have not discerned that we all are part of the Lord's body, regardless of what our ministry is or what God called or chose us to, the hand needs the wrist and the wrist needs the arm. It's, you know, you can make it without it, but if you make it without it, they call you what? Crippled. It don't mean you cripple. It means you're missing a part of you.
Yeah. Come on,
Pastor. We as the body of Christ cannot afford to miss a part of us.
Amen.
We need all of us.
Yeah.
Some of you will never go out and preach in a church and be a prophet or be a prophetess or be an evangelist or be a pastor or a teacher or, you know, a teacher or an apostle. But you can be an apostle, a teacher, a pastor in you by letting God move through you. There's somebody that you can teach. There's somebody you can apostle. The apostle means to build churches. There's somebody you can evangelize. So gather together.
Amen.
There's somebody you can pastor.
Come on, Pastor.
To nourish.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Many are weak. Many longer. And are sickly. With us in us. They're strengthless. And many sleep. When you get to a point in your life that we get high-minded and we think our stuff don't stick, you are asleep. You are sleeping in the church house. Sleep with your eyes wide open because you are actually missing the move of God. For if we would what? If we would judge ourselves, you won't be judged. And it's not talking about not being judged by your brothers and sisters. It means that God won't judge you.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather not have God judge me because I haven't judged anybody.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to make heaven my home.
Amen.
Amen. I know a lot of y'all trying to get to heaven to get your mansion, but not me. I'm trying to get to heaven to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
Speak that.
But I got a bigger revelation for you. The meek shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? Them who have decided that I'm going to discern what my brothers or sisters in Christ need. And I'm going to do the best that I can to meet that need. Doesn't matter what they look like, how tall or small, how wide, what color they may be. I'm going to do the best that I can in Christ to meet that need. And sometimes they might just need a hug, or they just might need to be encouraged. Whatever, we have got to do it. We have got to stop sidestepping people and learn that when we take this communion on first Sunday, we are a tight shadow of saying to ourselves, Lord God, you are my bread, and you are my drink. You are my word that I'll live by. You are my spirit that'll quicken the very word that I live by. So you are the resurrection of my life, and I shall be resurrected. I love that song Sister Tiffany sang this morning. There's an army that's rising up in the midst of an army. There's an army that's done got laid back and can stand just self-indulged in themselves. And then there's another army that God is raising up that's on fire for the things of God. So when you take communion this morning, check yourself. When you go in for a full examination, they just don't check your outward parts. They check your blood.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Come on now.
So when you get ready to take the communion this morning, check your blood.
Yes, Lord.
Examine your blood. See whose blood is flowing through your veins the most.
Glory to His name.
Yours or Jesus.
No.
If you are flowing through your blood the most, you're already dead. Yep, walking dead. Yep. I mean, I know y'all watch that movie Zombies. They walking dead. They're alive, but they don't have nothing to say. They don't have no feelings. This word is for you. Delight yourself in me, and I shall give you the desires of your heart. Your desires shall be based upon your character and your nature as you fulfill my word in your life. And as you do it, you shall see a transformation not just in your mind and your spirit, but also in your natural man. For surely I am converting and changing and transforming men and women by my spirit, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth into all the world, teaching and preaching the gospel of good news, because the good news shall be that they have the ability to survive their calamities and their distresses and their trials and still lift up the name of Jesus and glorify me. That is the good news, that there is someone under the earth, living in a people that now have power and ability to withstand every onslaught or storm that comes their way and glorify the King and still have the joy of the Lord and show forth the strength of their salvation. Therefore, my children, rejoice and be glad in it, for surely I am the Most High God, and I am reigning in a high and exonerated people who have been forgiven and brought forth that they might rise up and declare that this is truly the acceptable day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take communion now. Remember, before you, Pastor Keith's going to come, before you take this, remind yourself, examine yourself, check yourself out, check your outward person and your inward being. Amen. We got this thing that people do, maybe not you, but some of the others. And we go to them and we tell them, you know, I forgive you. Please forgive me of anything I may have done to you. And don't mean it. It's just something to say. It sounds good.
Right.
It feels good to your flesh. Make sure when you do it with honesty and in sincerity. That's what the bread and the blood represents. A God that laid down his life that you might have lived, that you might have it abundantly. I've had to come to a new conclusion, Brother Fred, of what abundant living is. I was growing up in the church. I thought abundant living was having good, great cars and beautiful homes and lots of money. But I found out abundant living is having the ability to survive stress, heartache, sickness, anger, persecution, affliction. The lack of. And still be happy with myself. Because I know that God is more than able to supply me all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we prepare to take communion, remember, examine yourself. Look back deep into yourself. And if there are things that are in there, conflict, confusion, remember this. God ain't gonna dwell where there is confusion. So this is the time to get it out of your life. Not have committed a sin this morning or nothing. You may have done nothing wrong, but I want you to repeat after me anyway. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. I know that you're my Savior, and I let you lead me, guide me, and restore me. As I prepare to take communion, I'm examining myself, making sure that all my mistakes, my trials, my persecutions, my afflictions are under the blood, is where I stand. I thank you for being my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer, and my Waymaker. I'll serve you with all my heart, my mind, my spirit, and my flesh. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take communion.
Let us all eat together.
us take up the cup and let us all drink together. Father, we thank you right now.
Thank you.
We thank you for the new covenant, the new agreement that you set in motion with your blood. Lord, that we have a right to proclaim you as God, to proclaim you as Savior and Deliverer and as our healer. We thank you, Lord God, that we have our member, many membered body, Lord God, that looks just like you, Lord. We are in your image and after your likeness according to your character. And we thank you for it right now. We remember what you did on Calvary. We remember the stripes that you took on your back for us. And we give you praise for it. We give you honor for it. And we give you glory for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Help me say it. If you have an envelope, if you bring it back from a previous service, please get it out and come down.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.